I'm joined by Jenny Kane. She's the Burning Man reporter for the Reno Gazette Journal. Thanks for being here, Jenny.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So tell us what's new this year at Burning Man. What's the theme? How many people are coming, etc.?
So this year is Da Vinci's workshop. So it's centered around Leonardo da Vinci. So we know him for Mona Lisa and the Vitruvian Man.
The Ninja Turtle as well.
Yeah, that too. and about 70,000 people are expected this year, which is about on par with what there was last year. It's going to be a huge crowd. The traffic is going to be insane as usual. But there are a few new measures. They have now a burner air shuttle. So there's going to be a lot of people trying out. I don't know how many people yet, but they're trying to fill up the planes, which will leave from the Reno Tahoe International Airport, and they'll go straight to the Playa. And that's a new service. Prior, they had charter planes going out there, but this is something that's run by Burning Man. And it's kind of a measure to prevent people trying to make a ton of money off of the event by chartering people out there themselves. We'll see how that goes.
You just wrote this article that talked about the 30th anniversary of Burning Man, and you got to go down to San Francisco and meet some of the founders. What did you learn through that assignment, and can you share with us some of the highlights of the history of Burning Man?
So, like you said, this year is the 30th anniversary. It started in 1986 on Baker Beach outside of San Francisco. And it didn't move to Nevada until 1990 when the police actually kicked the burners off of the beach that year because they didn't want them burning this 40-foot-tall effigy. Some of the most interesting stuff was learning about kind of the roots of Burning Man. And even before Burning Man started, there were these groups, the Suicide Club and the Cacophony Society, who were all about living on the edge and trying to redefine realities for themselves. And it wasn't necessarily considered art at the time because that was kind of pretentious, they felt, but they wanted to do kind of pranks in the city. And that kind of stemmed from the attitudes of San Francisco at the time, coming out of the 70s and whatnot. But then once they got to Nevada in 1990, it started becoming this huge event. And by the 2000s, they started kind of defining these principles that would guide them in becoming, you know, better, more creative, helpful citizens of the earth.
Do they, the founders, still consider the festival countercultural? Because this is a big debate in the community, is how mainstream it's become and how popular. And does that, by definition, negate sort of the DIY spirit of it?
Yeah. It was really fun talking to the founders and kind of poking at them whether they thought it was mainstream. I think they like to stay away from that word. But at the root of what they're trying to do is they're trying to spread the ideas of Burning Man. I think they're really looking beyond the event that's held in the Black Rock Desert, and they're trying to, you know, there's Burning Man events all throughout the world now. So their goal is to try to get a greater mass of people looking at the culture of Burning Man. And has it become mainstream? Yes. You know, some of them even said, yeah, you know, everyone knows what Burning Man is now, and that's okay with them. You know, there's certainly some struggles that they acknowledge with people, with more and more people coming to the festival now. There's fewer and fewer that have been there the whole time and have been there for the past decade or even. And so they're struggling a bit to educate people at the rate that they're coming to the festival and letting them know why they're supposed to be there and
what the rules are.
What the purpose of it all is. Yeah.
Yeah. A big draw of the festival are these huge pieces of artwork that they construct over many, many months and then drag them out to the desert and reassemble them there. What are some pieces of art that people are working on this year that you think are going to be really cool?
One of the coolest pieces, I think, is going to be a local piece, which is the Space Whale. And that's being built in the generator, which is actually in Sparks. And if you have free time, they would love help because this is definitely crunch time. And it's basically these two humpback whales that are built of steel, and their fins are going to be up in the air, so it's going to look like they're swimming through the desert. But the light is just going to be gorgeous because the whales are being made of stained glass. And so that's going to be a gorgeous piece. The man himself is going to be really interesting. I actually went out onto the Playa on Friday and talked to the designer. They're basically, they're the designer is inspired by Da Vinci's Vitruvian Man. And so the man this year is going to have these wheels and gears, and he's going to be shifted. And at the top of every hour, there's going to be people that are going to turn him. And so that should be really a great piece. It's important to remember that it's not all about the big pieces. There's a ton of just little pieces out there that people bring that aren't advertised. And those are kind of fun, too, because you just run into them and it's all a surprise.
Well, you just heard from Jenny Kane. She's the Burning Man reporter for the Reno Gazette Journal. We look forward to your dispatches from the Playa this year. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you. Hope to see you guys there.